Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The FBI Anchorage Field Office is seeking information regarding the identity and whereabouts of an individual alleged to have been involved in three separate bank robberies in Anchorage. In each robbery, the individual presented a note demanding money to a bank employee and stated he had a weapon. The robberies occurred on September 23rd, October 7th, and October 16th. The individual is described as a male, approximately 5'5" tall, with black hair and brown eyes, weighing approximately 155 pounds. Anyone with information concerning this individual's identity and whereabouts should contact the FBI Anchorage Field Office at 907-276-4441 or submit a tip online at tips.fbi.gov. The Homer Airport runway will be closed for construction for 3 days between October 20th and October 26th. Construction of the project began in 2023 and is expected to be completed late this year. The Alaska DOT and Public Facilities, in cooperation with the Federal Aviation Administration, is rehabilitating and improving the Homer Airport and associated airport facilities, including the runway, taxiways, and general aviation apron. Throughout October, the runway has been subject to nightly closures, and the full 3 days closure marks the project nearing its conclusion. The 3 days it will be closed are dependent on weather conditions, but will fall sometime between the 20th and the 26th of October. In connection with the nightly closures, the runway will only partially open back up during the day, operating at half width or 50 feet. The Homer Airport is a state-owned public-use primary commercial service airport serving the southern Kenai Peninsula and eastern Cook Inlet, and current airport facilities include a 6,700-foot-long by 150-foot-wide asphalt runway, passenger terminal, lighted helipad, flight service station, and float plane facilities. The current project, which began in 2023, includes the rehabilitation of the runway, runway safety areas, taxiways A, B, and D, and the general aviation apron, construction of a new taxiway turnaround at the east end of the runway, expansion of the gravel tie down at the east end of the existing general aviation apron to the north, and more. Stay up on project updates by following alerts at Alaska 511 or by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Early voting starts on Monday, October 21st in communities across Alaska, and time is running short to request an absentee ballot. Anyone who would like to mail in a ballot will have to make a request for one. Absentee ballots will not be automatically sent. This is different from municipal elections in communities that conduct elections primarily by mail, including Anchorage and Juneau. Alaskans will not be mailed a ballot for the November 5th election unless they specifically request one. Alaska is a no-excuse absentee voting state, which means voters don't have to give a specific reason for voting by mail. Everyone can vote by mail. If you don't have a valid Alaska driver's license or state ID, you can request an absentee ballot online at absenteeballotapplication.alaska.gov. Paper absentee ballot applications are available at the Division of Elections absentee and early voting page. Advocacy groups and campaigns also often mail applications to voters as a convenience as part of their get out to vote effort. You only need to submit one absentee ballot application. The deadline to request an absentee ballot is October 26th. You must also have been registered to vote by October 6th, the registration deadline. Ballots are mailed to people who request them starting approximately 25 days prior to the election, but they may be mailed sooner. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.